Greetings, I'm in the shed on a beautifully warm evening. Everybody appears to be in the gardens doing something barbecue-y, and it's a Monday. It's a Monday of all things. I went and sat in the cool in a cinema today. I got my work done in the morning and then blasted over to the cinema on my motorbike to watch a film, and hopefully there will be zero spoilers here, called Bike Riders. Let me just silence my computer if it's making noises in the background. How very unprofessional. And the Bike Riders. And I went there knowing nothing, really. I did know that it was inspired by a photography book and some tape recordings from the 60s captured by Danny Lyon. I didn't actually know that it was Danny Lyon until afterwards, but I thought, oh, well, that sounds interesting. And it's a slow and easy film, you know, nothing overtly shocking or mad or, as you're thinking, very deep thoughts, but it was just very cool, great acting, and enough cool and decent dialogue and action to keep me interested throughout. That doesn't sound like I'm massively selling it, does it? But it, if you're into motorbikes, I think you're going to love it. Actors, Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, Tom Hardy really stood out for me, obviously being the main characters, but Tom Hardy's weird accent, I didn't even really notice outside of the initial, oh, that's a bit of a weird accent, but you know, he's like, he pulls it off. There's a lot going on in regards to the kind of expose of the inner workings of a biker gang and what is effectively like the run up to the end of an era. And it was, understandably, as it's based on photos and audio tapes, quite reportage-y, and I really got into that aspect of it. I am wondering how much of it was actually fictionalised, though. I was watching the film and couldn't really work out who the biker gang in the film were originally based on, because I didn't recognise the name of the biker gang in the film. And it's the Outlaws, I find out on reflection. And I feel like I need to watch it again now, because I've got a bit of history with the UK chapters of the Outlaws. In fact, it was the Outlaws and the Slaves, as we called them, but they were Satan Slaves, featured quite heavily in my neck of the woods growing up. And although I was potentially on a trajectory, I bought one of my motorbikes actually off a gang member who had not informed me at time of purchase that I was in fact buying two bikes badly welded together, something I didn't realise until I was flying across the bonnet of a car with these two separate parts of bike doing the same, but that's another story anyway. But yeah, I think I was on a trajectory to ride in some kind of gang. Thankfully my youth stopped me initially, and having a 125 bike I pretended was bigger is not really going to cut the mustard. Is that the phrase? I don't know. So I didn't get any kind of back patched up as a prospect or anything. Didn't have to go and kick anybody's head in. I heard some pretty horrible stories that properly put me off joining these big boy biker gangs. Went to a party once where they actually seemed like a really good laugh, until the indoor fireworks kind of kicked off, with outdoor fireworks being used indoors, nearly set the house on fire with everybody in it. And then I somehow don't remember anything for a period of time, and then woke up under a bus many miles away from home. So yeah, I was probably better off doing what I did in the end, and had a little shoulder patched biker gang called the Punishers after the comic, because I was a massive fan of the Punisher comics. But yeah, I won't go into that. I'm just glad that travelling got me out of the way of doing anything stupid on two wheels, like becoming a full-blown member of a biker gang. Although I do now kind of head the UK chapter of Hell's Nerds, which is absolutely harmless, certainly not backpatched, and of no threat to any proper grown-up, serious, with many decades behind them, biker gangs, should you be listening. If you do ride a motorbike, to join the Hell's Nerds, you pretty much just have to come out on some ride-outs with us. You won't be asked to kill anybody or any of that stuff. Pretty easy going. Although one member has been known to ride with a very offensive Dayglo helmet. We've let him stay in the gang. Anyway, back to the film. It's meant to be a film review. Bike Riders. The Bike Riders. I think it needs more than one watch, really, because now I've kind of done a little bit of research and it's actually painted a picture. I would like to go back and look at it through that lens, because I just kind of got lost in the moment and lost in the great cinematography, and as you should do with the film. But I do think that another watch will really give me some extra juicy stuff. So it is beautifully shot, and I was so glad at the end of the film to be the only person walking out of the film with a motorbike helmet and my bike parked outside as the sun was low in the sky. And you could tell who'd been in the film, because the moment I climbed on the bike, put the helmet on, everybody like just immediately stared at the motorbike, and I just started the engine. It did not sound anything like these big old like 1950s and 60s. Might as well wang wang wang. And pulled off, promptly rode over a curb. Not Herb, that would be painful for Herb. Rode over a curb, but tried to make out I meant it. And then headed down the road at normal speed. Because yes, I'm not a trouble-causing biker in the normal sense of the term. So yeah, that's not really a film review, is it? Going to be on the motorbike tomorrow. If you are around, keep an eye open for someone flying along in his summer padded armoured motorbike shirt. Because wow, was it hot today! I'll definitely have something lighter on tomorrow. Heading to Sutton Courtenay and the graveyard there, where George Orwell is buried, for the 18th. Consecutive episode of the 1984 Symposium. If you're listening to this and it's not the 25th of June yet, or it's still happening and you're not far away, pop down, come and say hi. We'll be sat on the grass, all going to plan. Thanks for listening. What was going to be a few lines for my audio mo post of the day has turned into a bit of an epic one. So yeah, cheers, catch you later, take it easy. Documentally.